Now, before we go for the weekend, we have a little project centered around a decidedly low-tech Christmas standby. Here we go. Debbie, cue the incredibly cheesy holiday music. Is this the whole Kenny G thing? Didn't somebody say it's another thing white people have to apologize to black people for, the whole Kenny G thing? Anyway, this weekend we want you to go out into the world and talk to your local Christmas tree vendor. You know, those guys and gals who get to stand in the freezing cold all day and sell you a tree so that you can go back home to your heated apartment and hang the ornaments while sipping hot cocoa. We want you to have a brief conversation with them and get a little bit of basic information. We sent out two Brian Lehrer Show interns, Theo and Jonathan, to do just that. Take a listen.
My name is Mary. Okay. The rest of the year, I'm a cook in Montreal. The trees come from Maine and North Carolina. The business is going pretty well on weekends. Today is my worst day ever since I've started working, but it's going to pick up, I'm pretty sure. I think people, when we talk about money, they ask a recession Christmas tree, you know, meaning $40 and downwards, but it's not really what we have. They're asking for cheaper Christmas trees for two reasons. One is for the economy, and the second reason is for the, I think, small New York apartments. You know, small and thin tree are the real trendy tree.
Well, that was Mary Claire Primo selling trees at Astor Place, and that's the type of conversation we want you to have. You don't need to record it. Just stop and get some basic information. Their name, where they're from, where their trees come from. These are the important ones. Where they're from, where their trees come from, and what they do the rest of the year. And ask these two simple questions. How's business this year? And what have you learned about the economy in general from talking to your Christmas tree customers? So if you can snap a picture of the vendor, that's great. We have a place for you to submit those too. But the basic thing is ask your local Christmas tree vendors where their trees come from, what they do the rest of the year. And the rut or recovery questions, how's business this year? And what have you learned about the economy from talking to your customers? Here's another local vendor we spoke to.
My name is Kenneth Tabb. I'm from the Bronx, New York. The rest of the year, I'm a substance abuse counselor. My trees come from somewhere up in Santa's land. Business is going great. You have your ups and your downs, but this time of the year, business is great. When I talk to my customers, they do mention the economy. But when they ask for a tree and a tree of 12 feet and I tell them how much the tree costs, if I say $225, regardless of the economy, they still buy the tree.
That was Kenny Rogarden, also at Astor Place. And while he says people are still willing to shell out, even if they're suffering from the recession, just a few blocks away at 8th Street and 5th Avenue, Chul Park had a different story.
My name is Park. I'm from Korea. My trees come from Jersey. Trees aren't selling well.
Yeah, people doesn't have money in their pocket. They don't have money at all. It's no good.
So this is your assignment. Part of our rut or recovery project, we want to measure rut or recovery through the eyes of Christmas tree vendors, these folks who come out once a year, often from not in the immediate metro area, with their trees or selling other people's trees, and have these brief conversations with people. And they probably really get to gauge people's moods, people's thoughts at the holiday season in their eyes or as they chat over the transaction. So just go have a brief conversation, maybe this weekend, with your Christmas tree vendor. We've got the instructions and a form on our website, wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We've also posted a few pictures of Kenny, Mary, and Chul, who we just heard from, for you to see. So thanks to Theo Branham and Jonathan Kalstein for going out there and talking to those vendors, a couple of Brian Lehrer Show interns.